get together, honey. Me and you, we got to have love. I plan a lot.
City by the Golden Gate. This is KSSR DB San Francisco, Swing Street Radio. Where the big bands swing. Yesteryear, a look back at your favorite dramas, westerns, comedies, and musical variety shows from the golden age of radio. Here's your host for Yesteryear, Craig Roberts.
Time once again to settle into your favorite easy chair for another hour of vintage radio. Today, it's a special salute to our troops with back-to-back broadcasts of Command Performance. Command Performance was described as the best wartime program in radio. The show was produced by the War Department beginning in early 1942 for direct shortwave transmission to troops fighting overseas. It was once estimated that a show like Command Performance might cost as much as $75,000 a week. And yet, all the talent was donated. Such stars as Bing Crosby, Bob Hope, the Andrews Sisters, Red Skelton, Dinah Shore, and Kay Kaiser all appeared on a single show. The program remained popular with the troops overseas, and after the war, CBS tried to produce a peacetime version for home consumption entitled Request Performance. But the Vitality of Command performance was strictly a wartime phenomenon, and by April of 1946, this mini-version faded from the air and was forgotten. Today, we present two editions of Command Performance back-to-back. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear with Command Performance, another classic radio moment from the archives of yesteryear.
Major Bowes, I miss the shadow notes, Fred Allen's alley folks, the laughter of Duffy's Tavern, Helen Trent, then we went to Can You Top This? Suspense in the Whistler sent those shivers up our spines. Uncle Don, I wish that he was on. Jack Armstrong, Bert and Marge, Amos and Andy. I long to turn the dial again to hear the past smile again. Radio, I miss you. Sodio, vodio, dodio, do.
USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Okay there, gang, this is Ken Carpenter standing on your front porch and throwing our hat through the door for the 125th time. And if you don't throw it out, we'll come in and answer a few of your letters to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. As we hook into the international beams to all APOs and FPOs tonight, your old clam bake appears to be not only sensational, but positively mediocre. And here's the man who told me to say that. Your master of ceremonies, that famous Hollywood star, that man among men, and that washout among women, Jack Benny.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Hello again, gang. This is Jack Benny talking. And listen, Ken, what do you mean I'm a washout among women? Did you get a load of that girl I brought to the broadcast with me?
She certainly is a load.
Well, you just don't know a good-looking girl when you see one.
Oh, I was only kidding, Jack. She's really quite attractive. A movie actress?
No, Ken, she's a plumber. I met her the other day when she came out to my house to fix a chain. I tell you, it was... really, it was love at first sight. I walked into the kitchen, and there she was under the sink. I tripped over her Stilson wrench and joined her.
Well, I'll say that's one way of getting acquainted.
I'm glad I met her, though. Isn't she cute, Ken?
Well, to tell the truth, Jack, she has a pretty face, but I think her overalls are a little baggy.
Well, they may be baggy, Ken, but underneath them beats a heart of gold. And I'll tell you another thing. She's full of fun. She's got the darndest sense of humor.
What do you mean?
Well, for instance, she's always sneaking up behind me with a plunger and snatching my toupee. And I'll tell you another thing. A girl plumber has to take good care of herself. You know, Ken, she doesn't smoke or drink.
Oh, she never drinks, huh?
Oh, once in a while, she has a Drano and soda. You know? With a twist of lemon peel, of course. But outside of that, nothing.
Pardon me, men. This is Command Performance, I presume.
Well, Bing Crosby. Little nervous without hope?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Well, it's nice seeing you, Bing.
Nice to see you, Jackson. What's the big discussion, Ken?
Oh, we were just talking about the girl that Jack brought to the broadcast.
You mean Blowtorch Annie?
That's her professional name.
So you met her, eh, Bing?
Oh, indeed I did. As a matter of fact, I autographed her soldering iron on the way.
Well, that was sweet.
You know, she gave me one of her business cards, Jack, and it doesn't speak too well for you, really.
What do you mean? What does her card say?
Well, here it is. Blowtorch Annie, I specialize in drips. Stands right there.
Can't understand it. That means drips from pipes. I'm no drip.
Pardon me,
Pope would have had a better answer there.
Much,
you know,
better. Rochester would give you a better straight line.
I know. Oh.
Pardon me for any aspersions I might have cast, Jack, or any I may cast in the near future. And talking of plumbing, I'd like to stretch my own rusty pipes and funnel a greeting to Bob. Meet me at the Shamrock, I'm Thirsty Morrow, 885. Redberry at 726. In regards to Olson, Salyer, Lee, and Fox at 729 from Frank. Thanks, Sinatra, the kid. Same. Boy Knocks at 2. And hello to the Torpedo kids, including Jules, Nebraska, Sack Fullen, Black Dog Gallo, and Stinky Trailer. And for the Command Performance Club Everywhere and Granddad Benny here, you must have been a beautiful baby.
Well, thanks.
Must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a wonderful child when you were only starting to go to kindergarten. I bet you drove the little boys wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, you must have showed the other kids how. I can see the judges' eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you made the cutest bow. Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby. Oh, baby, look at you now. Came to winning blue ribbons, you must have showed the other kids how. I can see the judges' eyes as they handed you the prize. I'll bet you made the other kids bow. Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby, 'cause baby, oh baby. Yes, you must have been a beautiful baby. Oh, baby, look at you now.
Now, what I'd give to have my violin here. That was You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby, sung by Bing, Command Performance Crosby. Gosh, Bing, I'll never forget the first night I heard you sing. It was at the Coconut Grove.
You remember the Grove days, huh? Gee, I had no idea you were that old.
You didn't?
No.
I love this boy. But, Bing, you must remember the night I walked into the Grove. Think.
Oh, yes, I remember well. You came in with that big lunch basket. You spread your blanket on the dance floor. Waiters formed a flying wedge, and out you went.
Well, it was my first visit to Los Angeles, and Waukegan, where I come from, a grove is the place to have a picnic. But getting back to what's on my mind, Bing, I lost Dennis Day.
Open manhole?
No, Navy.
Well, Jack, your loss is the Navy's gain. Dennis was a fine broth of a bar.
Did I give you my dialect? Yes, that's true. He was a good singer. And he was so... Dennis was so unmercenary, you know?
Worked pretty cheap, huh?
Well, I wouldn't say cheap, but on Saturday night, when I used to hand him his pay envelope, my hand very seldom trembled. Anyhow, Bing, there's a great opportunity on my program for the right young fellow.
You mean?
I mean snap at it, kid.
Well, Jack, if I hear of anybody, I'm going to let you know.
What's the matter with this guy? Does he have to have a ton of bricks fall on him or something? Thing, I wish you'd pay attention. I need a singer, and I'll take you just as you are. No audition or anything. I don't.
Very nice of you. Really sweet. You're sweet.
I mean, just what I heard tonight was enough for me, you know what I mean? Of course, and you know, you won't have to do much, you see. I mean, you'll start at the bottom, but you'll work up fast. I mean, think of the chance this is. 5 years ago, nobody knew Dennis Day.
Today, he's scrubbing a deck.
That's not what I mean. I have a contract right here. Of course, there's just one thing. I want a character somewhat like Dennis. Can you act dumb?
Not dumb enough to sign that contract.
Boy, it's tricky. Now, Bing, come to your senses. I'm going to ask you just once more to work for me, and I want an affirmative answer.
You couldn't force a yes out of me with Annie's plunger.
Now, Bing, I wouldn't be too hasty if I were you. Think of your future. You know, there's
so little left of it, I'd rather not.
Don't be downhearted, son. Stick with Uncle Jack, and everything will be all right.
Jack, I have my own radio show. It's a dozer, but we have it.
You have your show? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were in the road business at Paramount.
Well, you hit on something there, Dad. Hope and I have made so many road pictures, really. L'Amour is getting soft shoulders.
Her curves are nicely banked, too. Did you notice? But, Bing, I was wondering, just for curiosity's sake, if you didn't have your own show, how much would you charge me a week to sing on my program?
Well, I don't like to make my business public, Jack. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll whisper it to you.
Use my left ear. That's the better one. Okay, how much would you charge me to sing one song a week? Holy smoke, I wouldn't pay that to Sinatra.
Just a minute. Wait a minute.
Heavens to Betsy.
$35 a week? That's not robbing you.
You never said that. You said 45. That left ear of mine never misses, brother.
Gentlemen, if you'll pardon me, this, after all, is command performance. It's about time for a little glamour.
Glamour? What's wrong with us?
That's what I say. Don't nobody answer that, either.
Well, it seems the gentlemen of the AEF have written bales of letters requesting Miss Georgia Gibbs, whom they seem to love, love, love.
Georgia Gibbs? Is that her standing there?
Mm-hmm.
Say, she's cute. I'm gonna see what she's doing later.
Listen, you stick to your plumber. I came in here empty.
Oh.
Brushing aside this romantic dialogue and clearing a couple of tired wolves away from the microphone, let me say it's all yours, Georgia Gibbs.
Ken, Jack, Bing, and hiya, fellas. Here's the song you've asked me to do on Command Performance. I walk around heavy-hearted and sad. Night comes around and I'm still feeling bad. The rain's pouring down, blinding every hope I have. It's bitter and pattering, beating and spattering. It drives me mad. I don't know why. There's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together, it's raining all the time. Life is vague, gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather. I just can't get my together. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Raining all the time, keeps on raining all the
Great, Georgia. I sure enjoyed your singing.
I knew you'd love that one. Yeah, well,
Georgia number. Get it?
And he wants me to go on his program this
morning. Don't be so critical. I like to see you think of something witty that fast.
Listen, when Georgia was singing, I was looking and listening. I wasn't thinking.
Now, wait a minute. You'll have to pardon me again, gentlemen.
Always butting in here.
Very rude boys.
No, it's an absolute necessity. Whenever things get dull around Command Performance, it's my duty to break in and introduce the next guest.
You think we're dull, Bing?
Well, maybe inside here, but in front of the drugstore, we've fractured.
Oh.
Well, our next guest is a man who, on the other hand, I don't like to exactly say that without qualifying my statement by saying he's also very well known in the field of, one thing I'm sure of. Here he is, that musical genius, that man of no words, Harpo Marx.
Yahoo! Well, Harpo, how are you? Good to see you. What do you say, kid?
Yeah, hello, Harp. What's cooking?
For a minute, I didn't think he was going to speak to us.
Yeah, Harpo looks hungry, Jack.
He does at that. Want something to eat, Harpo?
What would you like?
Get him a glass of milk. And a piece of raspberry pie.
Now, gentlemen, I'm afraid to interrupt again, but things are getting a little dull.
Carpenter, after all, we're handicapped.
Yeah, how can we hold a conversation with a guy who won't talk?
Apparently, you aren't aware of the fact that Mr. Marx always travels with an interpreter. Of course, he's brought him along tonight. Gentlemen of the AEF, may I present Harpo's official interpreter and spokesman, Mr. Gary Cooper.
Hey, Bing, he got more applause than we did.
Get my things, I'm leaving.
Well, Gary, this is really a surprise. Doggone, I didn't know that you were Harpo's spokesman. So you travel around, do all his talking for him. Is that right?
Yep.
Well, Gary... I'm glad you're here because we're beginning to have a little trouble with Harpo. Do you ever have any trouble with him?
Nope.
Well, I guess that's because you've known him so long. I mean, you're very close to him. You understand him.
Yep.
And he won the Academy Award. Hey, Bing, Bing, do you think you could get him to talk?
Nope.
Okay, say, Gary, we had a lot of fun when you were working at Paramount on For Whom the Bell Tolls, didn't we?
Yep.
What do you do? Well, what are you doing now? You, you on a vacation?
No.
Oh, then you're getting ready for another picture.
Yep.
Is there a part in the picture for me?
Nope.
Well, I'll try one more question. Is Harpo going to play his harp tonight?
Yep. This guy's beginning to crack like Silent Yoakum, isn't he?
Gary,
Yoakum fans back there.
Gary, what's Harpo going to play?
The harp.
What selection?
Well, I hate to hog the whole show by talking too much, but Harpo's gonna play Who Threw the Overalls in Mrs. Murphy's Chowder. I wanna warn you, it's gonna sound more like stardust. Climb upon the harp, sonny boy, and play it like an angel.
For heaven's sake, Gary, what's the matter with him? He's groaning.
Naturally.
Naturally?
But he wants the groaner to sing with him.
Okay, Harpo. Sit right over there and pluck me on, boy. Lots of requests tonight for Blue Heaven.
When whippoorwills call and evening is nigh, I hurry to my blue heaven. A turn to the right and a little white light will lead you to my blue heaven. You'll see a smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room, and a little nest that's nestled where the roses bloom, just Molly and me, and baby makes three. We're happy in my blue heaven.
Cooper, and say bingo.
Yeah, Jack.
Command Performance gets a lot of crazy requests. You know that, of course. Remember one night you had to mix up a bourbon and soda?
Hope drank it, remembered it well. What's for tonight, a Cuba Libre, Jack? What are we going to do?
Now, a letter from Private Phil Stern, formerly of Sausalito, California. Dear Command Performance, these GI shoes we wear get heavy at times, but I've thought up a way to make them seem lighter. Please have Ann Miller do a tap dance wearing a pair of our 10-pound brogans. Fellas, Ann Miller.
fellas. Say, Ken, you know, those clot hoppers look pretty heavy. Could somebody help me on that?
Why, sure. Bing and Jack, be gallant and help a little girl with the shoes. You go right over there, Ann. This is Ken Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen. I have a microphone here and will report this amazing spectacle as I see it. Mr. Benny has a monstrous G.I. shoe in his hand and is about to place it on Miss Miller's tiny left foot. Mr. Benny is bending down. Now Mr. Crosby bends down. Now they're preparing to lace up the brogans. Miss Miller is wearing a beautiful ensemble this evening. Mr. Crosby is wearing, we'll skip that. It's a beautiful day out here today, folks. We can see the purple mountains in the background. Both teams look to be in great shape. Referee's about to blow his whistle. The horses are nearing the starting gate. Are you all set? Fellas, here's Ann Miller tap dancing for the AEF and a pair of G.I. battle wagons.
You know what it's like in the infantry. One of those shoes looks like my Maxwell. Hey, Bing, will you kill a little more time here? I gotta go help Annie with her shoes. Come along, fellas.
Stay right.
Come along, Bing. We'll see you later.
Anyway, gang, one of the finest. May I join you, boys? We're now removing Miss Ann Miller's brogans. This may go far into the night. One of the finest letters that ever pulled into old command performance asked us to sing the song One Alone. I'd like to bounce it off to the guys who wrote that letter. My hunch is that they're somewhere north of Rome tonight, still paving the long road to Berlin. But wherever they are, they'll know that this one is for them. One alone to be my own, I alone to know her caress, one to be eternally the one my worshiping soul possesses. At her call, I'd give my all my life and all my long enduring. This would be a magic world to me if she were mine. Thank you.
magic world to me. If she were mine,
that sort of licks the platter clean for the time being, gang. It's swell getting together with you again. Best of the best from the mob here on Command Performance. I'm saying goodnight for each one of them. Oh, just a minute. Harpo Marx wants to say goodnight for himself here. Harpo? So long from over here to over there.
From June 17th of 1944, it's been Command Performance, starring Jack Benny and Bing Crosby. Coming up in a moment, another edition of Command Performance, this time starring Bob Hope, Johnny Mercer, June Allison, and Gloria DeHaven, as this edition of Yesteryear continues.
You're listening to listener-supported Swing Street Radio. Swing Street Radio, where the big bands swing. The sounds of the golden age of radio continue with Yesteryear.
USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over there. Okay, gang, this is Ken Carpenter telling you to hang on to your radio knobs. Here we go again with another international hayride that aims to answer your requests that you've sent in to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Introducing your master of ceremonies for this session is kind of a tough job because, well, he's such a stranger to Command Performance. In fact, he hasn't been on the show since an hour before he left for the South Pacific. And while he was there, he played so many tropical islands, he can't read a script unless it's typed on a coconut. Anyway, he's just returned to the States, and I think a few of you might remember his name. It's Bob Hope.
Thank you. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob. That wasn't my scotch that fell out of the plane, Hope. You know, while I was down in the South Pacific, I saw a lot of the stations of the Armed Forces Radio Service, the outfit that makes programs like this Command Performance possible. Yes, sir, the Army has transmitters all over the Pacific. You know what they are. In radio, a transmitter is a thing that covers a lot of important territory. We have the same thing in Hollywood, only we call it a sarong. All the stations are run by soldiers, and of course that makes things different. They don't use chimes to start a program. They just rattle the dice, and they're on the air. And putting up a radio station down there in the jungle is very difficult. Really, you got to make sure the aerial is too low for the P-38s to knock down and too high for Tarzan to swing on. And, of course, radio equipment is scarce on those islands. The men have to use anything they can find. I know one station where they had to use coconuts instead of tubes. It worked out fine, too, except that was the first time H.V. Kaltenborn ever gave a news summary and a quart of milk at the same time. You know, the weather down there is like it is here. Of course, they have a light sprinkle now and then. Light sprinkle, that's South Pacific. For man, the boats, boys, the island disappeared again. And you should have seen the size of some of those South Pacific islands we landed on. They were really little. One island we hit was so small the gophers had to take turns coming up. Everywhere we went, Francis Langford was a big hit. Over in Australia, Francis sang Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby. And in 1 hour, every GI in the country was wearing diapers. You're coming in. Thank you. Thank you very much. And those Marines down there have developed a wonderful way of clearing the jungle when they land anywhere. They just spray it with salad dressing and turn loose a couple of chow hounds. That'll go big down there, I'm sure. But I was glad to get back and see that Hollywood hasn't changed much. Slacks are still the rage. You can see everything in slacks, except slack. And I understand that Crosby just went to England. That's silly. I thought London had all the fog it needed.
The man performance has to have a note of quiet dignity, so here's your favorite songwriter, good old Johnny Mercer, right here.
Thank you very much, and hi there, men. Brother Hope sure tossed the ox here tonight, ain't he? Fellas, here's a shock of corn that's still standing in the field of American folk music. One of your big favorites, the wreck of the old 97. They gave him up his orders at Monroe, Virginia, saying, Steve, you're way behind time. This is not 38, but it's old 97. You must put her into Spencer on time. Steve Brody said to his big greasy fireman, shovel on a little more coal. And when we cross that white oak mountain, you can watch old 97 roll. Mighty rough road from Lynchburg to Danville. Lima's on a 3-mile grade. It was on this grade when he lost his air brakes, and you see what a jump he made. He was falling down this grade at 80 miles an hour, and his whistle began to scream. Woo-hoo! He was found in the wreck with his hand on the throttle, where he scalded it to death from the steam.
Facts I picked up on my GI jaunt was that two of my favorite gals here in Hollywood are fast becoming your favorite overseas. A lot of you guys who have seen Two Girls and a Sailor have written us requesting the Mrs. June Allison and Gloria DeHaven.
Thanks, Bob.
Hiya, fellas.
Glad to be here.
This might turn out to be an egg with two yolks.
Please, Bob. It's time to acknowledge a little mail. There's the air transport gang at 938.
The 729ers, Greasy George, the Fresen Kid, Sunbeam, Haas Presby, Happy Merriweather, and Smokey Joe Salazar.
Anyway, here's the song you asked for, A Love
Like Ours. A love like ours,
wise to jeopardize a love like ours, a love like ours. Should never be manhandled. Treat it gently as you would a flower. It ain't sound to kick around.
Ladies and gentlemen, now I'd like you to meet a member of our troupe that has just returned from the South Pacific, a man who's been all over, a famous world traveler, Professor Colonna, right here. Professor, we'd like a few words on your experience as a world traveler. That Pacific tour wasn't your first big trip, was it, Colonna?
Oh, no, I've been to England, Russia, Australia, Africa, and Alaska.
You've been to England, Russia, Australia, Africa, and Alaska.
Yes. I'll get one of your checks cashed yet.
Tell me, did you really go to Africa?
I certainly, and a famous hunter accompanied me on my trip.
Buck?
What's that?
I said Buck.
You're faded, roll him out.
You certainly like to see a lot of the world, don't you, Colonna?
Yes, that's why I just enlisted in the WAC.
Professor, the wax are all women. If you're in the wax, you're the only man in a group of thousands of women.
Happy little minority, ain't I?
Professor, this is ridiculous, trying to say you're in the wax.
Well, now, Hulk, don't get sore just because you couldn't pass the physical.
You know, Colonna, one thing puzzled me on our trip. You never worried about us coming down in the ocean. There's an awful lot of water out there, you know.
Oh, I don't worry about that, Hulk. I can hold my breath for 3 hours.
You can hold your breath for 3 hours? That's ridiculous.
Oh, it is, eh?
Yes, it is. Nobody can hold his breath for 3 hours.
Well, watch. I'll prove to you right now.
Say, fellas, while the professor's holding his breath, I'd like to say something that I think is pretty important. When the Army decides to bus you back to civilian life, you're going to need and want a lot of things that cost money. You won't be able to get by like Colonna does just by holding your breath. No, the new clothes you'll want to start in business, getting married. Incidentally, the professor's getting red in the face. Well, there are things to start saving for now. A good deal is GI bonds or soldiers' deposits. So think it over. Save a little each payday. Professor, how are you doing?
Where does a guy go for a retread?
Colonna. Our next request comes from Sergeant Russ Beggs, somewhere in the South Pacific. Russ says that all the guys in the island have pictures of a certain very beautiful Hollywood glamour girl. The boys just want to hear her voice. They say the nicest things to her pinups, but naturally never get an answer. So here she is tonight to say hello in person, lovely Jane Russell. Good side, honey. They'll never look at me again. Well, welcome. Welcome to Command Performance, Jane.
Well to be here, Bob. What can I do for you?
Well, I'll think of something. But right now... Right now, there's something that you can do for the fellas overseas. They want to know if your voice matches the rest of you. So would you mind saying a line, any line at all? Just quote something.
Well, how about something from Shakespeare?
Well, go ahead.
Oh, that this too, too solid flesh would melt.
Heaven forbid. I just want you to quote something, Jen. I don't want you to trickle down the drain. Besides, couldn't you do something more emotional? You know, something where you put your head on my shoulder and sob? Something around...
Well, what'll I sob about?
Well, come into my office. I'll think of something.
I'm afraid not, Bob. I've got to be getting home.
Well, stick around. I'll drive you home. I have my sleigh outside. We'll mush on down. How about that?
But there's no snow.
Well, just get in the sleigh. I'll think of something.
Thanks, Bob, but I think I'll just settle for a quick so long, fellas, and thanks for having me over.
Thank you. Long ago and far away, your mom and pop used to thrill to the strains of bicycle built for two, yip-i-addy-i-a, silver threads among the gold, and who threw the mustard gas in Mrs. Murphy's chopped liver crepe Suzette. Well, a short time ago, a very charming young lady came along and blitzed the airways with her own particular treatment of the standard oldies, gentlemen of the AEF, Miss Beatrice Tay. Hey, Beatrice, how'd you happen to start singing these ballads of the bustle area?
Well, I figured they'd be popular with people from your generation.
Well, Beatrice, I'm not so old. Matter of fact, I have to get Bing Crosby to buy my Saratan for me. Beatrice, what we brought you here for tonight was to have you do one of those bustle ballads.
Well, I'd like to sing one of my favorites. It's Eva Tangway's I Don't Care. And I hope all you fellas do. They say I'm crazy, got no sense, but I don't care. They may or may not mean a thing, but I don't care. You see, I'm a sort of independent, of a clever race descendant. My star is on the ascendant. That's why I don't care, I don't care, I don't care. If people don't like me, why I'm happy-go-lucky. Men say I'm lucky, so jolly I'm fair. I don't care, I don't care. If I do get the meanest, don't it say. My voice may sound funny, but it's getting me the money. Cause I don't care.
Fine. You know, one of the things the men talk most about overseas was their girlfriends back here. No use telling you guys how you all like to reminisce about your last date in the States. I got quite a kick out of one kid from Missouri. He was a country boy, and he told me everything that happened the last night he saw his girl. Well, not everything, but he went into great detail. He was an awfully cute guy, and if I can get Francis Langford to help me out, I think you might like to hear how he spent his evening.
All right, Bob.
Well, swell. You be the city girl, and I'll be the farmer.
Fine. You won't have to change your suit.
Well, here we are out in an open buggy all alone.
Yes. Do you really like me, Robert?
Yeah, I like you a lot.
Why?
I don't know. I guess it's because you're a girl.
Robert, you're so different from the other boys. All they ever want to do is neck. You're more the quiet, studious type.
Yep, yeah, but do a lot of deep thinking.
What do you think about?
Necking. Gee, I wish you was Betty Grable.
Oh, Robert, why do you like Betty Grable better than me?
Oh, I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's like real estate. Some developments are more attractive than others. But Francie, you know how I like you. I even brought you a present, a necklace.
A necklace?
Yeah, up here, look. It's even better than pearls.
Why, Robert, chicklets. It goes so nice with my white outfit.
Yeah, if you change the gray, you can always chew them a little. By the way, what's them things you're wearing tonight, Francie?
Slacks.
Slacks? Mm-hmm. Catalog's got them listed under long drawers.
Well, that's only when you wear them on the inside. Oh, my. Robert, what's that you're wearing? What's that you're wearing, Robert?
A shirt. I bought it in a Sears Roebuck catalog. What's the matter with it?
Nothing, only you're supposed to send away for one. You're not supposed to cut it out and paste it on.
Whoever thought of that? Well, anyway, honey, I'm crazy about you. You're so nice and soft, I can cuddle with you all night.
Robert, put away that rabbit and pay some attention to me. You know, you're a good catch for a girl, Robert, owning such a big farm.
Yeah, but things ain't so good in the farm, Francie. We're having a lot of trouble with Bossy. She's got too much iron in her blood.
Too much iron in her blood?
Yeah, she's the only cow in the county who can give milk and make her own pail at the same time. I was stuck between county and country. It worked out, I guess.
Well, here we are in front of the house, Robert.
Yep, we are. Let's sit in the buggy and say goodnight, huh?
All right, but be quiet. Father's asleep upstairs. Now, Robert, stop. Stop! Robert! Robert!
Dad, every night the same thing. Who is it down there?
Me, Father. I brought home one of my boyfriends.
Did you bring home one of your girlfriends, too?
No.
Selfish. Who are you with?
I'm down here with a nice young man.
Oh, are you sparking with that Smith boy?
No.
Are you sparking with that Johnson boy?
No, I'm with Robert Hope.
Old dead battery, eh?
You know, Robert, you and I have been going together for a long time. All of our friends are getting married.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Robert, you're 28 years old now. Haven't you ever thought of children?
Yeah, but I like you better.
Hey, Hope, are you holding hands with my daughter?
Oh, no, sir.
Are you hugging her?
Oh, no, sir.
Are you kissing her?
No, sir.
What do you hear from the rest of the campfire, girl?
Thanks for the memories of all those jungle aisles and all those GI smiles. All I can say, we were well repaid for all those many miles. So thank you so much.
Well, men, it looks like that does it for this session. And speaking for the gang with us tonight and for all the guys and gals who come down here to Command Performance every week, I want you to know we consider it a privilege to knock out these programs and try to make life just a little brighter for you. I've talked to lots of you guys in the field, and I gather that the Armed Forces radio shows mean a lot to you. Believe me, they mean a lot to us performers, too. So just keep your requests coming by letter, postcard, V-mail, or put a note in a bottle and drop it overboard. We'll get it somehow and shoot your requests right back. If you haven't got time to write, stick your thumbprint on a friend's letter so we'll know you're all thinking of us, will you? Good night, gang.
From September 13th of 1944, it's been Command Performance, starring Bob Hope, Johnny Mercer, and June Allison. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Tune in again next week and invite a friend to listen to more great moments from the golden age of radio. I'm Craig Roberts with those thrilling days of yesteryear. Till next time, so long.
Radio, remember radio. We'd sit and close our eyes and use our imagination. Comedy, mystery, a fireside chat. Together we sat, listening nightly to our favorite show. Radio, I miss you so. Dio, vodio, dodio, do.
listening to listener-supported Swing Street Radio, KSSR-DB San Francisco, where the big bands swing.